RCM.
Patrick on this end.
Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo. It's Wayne Mobile over here on 85 headed to Greenville.
Good morning. I thought that was you, Wayne.
Now, the first time radio was on 5 watts. I figured, well, it didn't go through good, so jack it up to 60.
Back yesterday?
It's a little overwhelming walking in and pretty much every driver was real welcoming, and all the co-workers, everybody, you know, super excited to welcome me back, and went out and did my route with a trainer. He checked me off. We come back because I got this new computer system, and there's some dark spots in it that I'm not even familiar with because I wasn't here all this time when I was out with my surgery. So I got to spend another day with them learning how to do the navigation a little bit. Other than that, everything went good yesterday.
Were you in the right there at the movie theater in the Cherrydale Shopping Center yesterday?
Over that way yesterday, they had me running Malden all day. Malden and the outskirts of Simpsonville. I think Barry and, I can't think of the other guy. But somebody else is up there running. They haven't slipped me back over towards that way just yet. It might be, who knows, it might be next week before I get back over that way.
I was just eating lunch yesterday and seeing one of your guys' trucks go by, and I was wondering if it was you or not.
I'm thinking that whenever I get back to getting cut loose and everything, as long as they're keeping me over here in this area, I may put my HG in the truck with me. At least if I got the HT and I'm over there running that area, that should work pretty good.
If you get over toward Rutherford and that end of North Pleasantburg, you get behind Paris Mountain there, and it gets a little scratchy.
I've never even bothered with thinking about putting HT in the truck, and the only reason why is because unless I'm pedaling from point A to point B and there's some time involved in driving, most time it's not. It's usually go here, deliver, pull out, go down the street a couple of gears, then you end up stopping again, dropping another load.
See, but every now and then, like right now, I got a good little drive to get to the next one. I'll throw my call out, but I'm monitored throughout the day.
To work Monday, I'll have my, I'll start keeping my HT on me. If I could get me an extension for that HT I've got, I could probably hook up a little small antenna and see if I can get it a little bit better range out of it. I got that Yaesu VX6, which it does pretty darn good. And it holds its own for what little pint-sized little HT that it is.
They make a little clip to go over your window. You lay your window down just a little bit, and then it clips over it and puts the antenna outside the vehicle. And that one, I use it in the wife's car. It works pretty good for what it is.
It's rolled up behind me on my little carriage bag on the back of the seat. And I think the antenna that I've got on it right now is one of those long rubber ducts, not super long, but it's 2 meters and 440. And I need to get a little bit better antenna added to that than the antenna that's on it. Sad thing about that VX6 6 is it's pin type threaded. So you got to have that reducer or have something that's, you know, reduces down to that and then can go to something else. I didn't even think to buy that thing or buy one of those adapters until coming up on 35 and Highway Patrol is coming up on my back end there pretty fast.
Out there and pay attention to that before any of this radio.
That's that. Hey, Lordy. One of our southeastern drivers left and went over to them. He worked with them for several years. Anyway, decided to go back. And I just don't know if I could have a job like that. It's just that's pretty dang daring, dangerous, if you ask me.
Do that, and then the lack of respect that comes along with it.
That's the sad part. I'd hate to be in any kind of badge-wearing situation. You just never know. It's the kind of world we're living in right now. Nobody likes authority, whether they're in the right or the wrong. Most of the time, it's the people that just don't like it, and they don't want to abide by it. They're unruly, unstable people. And then you got the few of us out here that's got good sense. And, I don't know. It's not the same place we had 40 years ago. That's for daggum sure.
Yeah, roger that. It's not 20 years ago. It's a different place.
Yeah, that's true. I can remember when I started trucking back in the 80s. About 99, 2000, 2002, somewhere along in there, how everything started revamping and changing. I said to myself back then, I was like, I shouldn't even be in this profession, and here I am still all these years later still doing it. But the rules and regulations and just the whole, it's kind of like it's hard to explain. Back then it was almost like it was, no matter if you was a truck driver and no matter where you went, it was like you was a part of the family. You go into a restaurant, coffee was on the house. You got a good meal. Now they just throw it down at you in certain places, in certain states. They just throw it down to you like you're just a drifter coming through with a six gun on your hip. Changing and stuff, and it was just noticeable. Kind of up north. North Midwest, up around Memphis, Pennsylvania, and places like that, somewhere in between those sectional areas, seems like you noticed that everybody had just got very, it's just changed. But just that alone, that's almost like talking politics when it comes to truck driving.
Dad, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what to say about the way things are changing anymore. But Wayne, I arrived at my next stop, so you be careful out there, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on your way home. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3s.
All righty. Well, I'm jumping off up here to 4-0, so I'll talk to you later on, KG4MUK.
KD4FDI. MKD4FDI.
KD4FCM, Mason, I'm moving too fast here. IW4FCM.
Yeah, that's all right. So, still a little sore, huh?
So I was hooked to so many things. Through your lower abdomen, right abductor, left abductor, and your back. So groin muscle. Some people takes 5 months, so if I keep, not the whole lot, maybe I can keep it to a couple weeks here. But it's okay, I am. Driving okay and getting in and out the truck okay, but on the mower, I don't think I can get up on it.
Or if you need a trim.
No, you're way too busy for that. Wouldn't do that. We got this letter here from Costco from you. I'm holding it. Should have given it to Angela yesterday. Hey, we're pushing 80 today. Warm, huh?
It's getting up there, so, but it's, I know with all the rain and the heat, man, the grass would be growing like crazy.
Yeah, I shot up big no time, so I may get some gas here and see if I can get up on the mower a little bit. Take takes me about an hour, so it's a good bit of time on the mower.
So, yep. So what else you got going on this week?
That is it. Today's midweek hump day, so I'm running out of food slowly. So one more day, then it's Friday and Saturday. In fact, Home Patrol comes on tonight. I'll watch it. Pawn Star is on you at 9, and Home Patrol, I go back and forth. So even enjoy the reruns.
That'll be good. So I'm looking forward to it. So I didn't get a chance to watch Road Wars last night, but I guess it was pretty good. And had to do some stuff for work and everything, and we're kind of late.
Yeah, tractor trailer changed lanes, actually run over a little car, and dragged it probably half a mile. People were beeping, yelling at him, stop him. He said, I didn't feel it, didn't hear it. It was underneath of his tractor trailer, dragging down the road, sparks flying everywhere, real footage. So it was a mess. It burned one hurt, but it was wild.
Yeah, people just, I don't know. You got to be careful. You don't want to honk at people too much, you know. They get upset and just go crazy, you know.
Hey, road rage is awful, what people do, yeah. I'm sure you've had it, so have I. Just don't make eye contact and keep on going. Yeah, you're by yourself today. I don't want to hold you. I know you want to get out of there, but I just got Pawn Stars playing in there, and we'll get some gas a little while and get on the mower. KD4FDI, W4FCM.
Work to do, and yeah, I'll be working by myself, so, but that's all right. Get it all done, so. Well, Dad, I hope you feel better, and thanks for getting on, and we'll catch you later. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Hey, thank you. These groin muscles just take time. The more you do, the longer it takes. So I'm still sort of favoring it. W4FCM sign.